This is Flash Jervis, and you're listening to your 3-minute window.
Is this going to work? Yeah, probably. This is your 3-minute window, coming to you from the whirring server room of a major Midwestern university, which I won't name, but its initials are... You get the idea. I had a couple of things I wanted to record, more for a audio diary type thing, because it's faster to speak this out and then type it later. But just want to check the noise level. Be right back. I need to check on recording from Skype so I can call some people. One of the things I want to do with this podcast is to catch up with some people that I haven't spoken to for a while and to share my friends with you. With your friends. And you'll tell a friend, and you tell a friend, and so on and so on. Oh, right. So, first thing you need to know is I currently work in London, but I live in Salisbury, which is 80 miles or so to the south of here. So there's a massive commute each day. And if you want to get your little maps out and look for Devizes Road, you'll know where I was wandering just past weekend. Went towards the roundabout at the bottom of the hill, not towards Wilton. That's probably close enough. Get too much into it and it becomes a fan site for Salisbury, and I'm not ready to do one of those. What I want to do is tell you, I saw this strange little thing. I was walking along, and you know, there's a compact Ford here that I don't believe we have in America. It's called a Ka, K-A. And on the dashboard of this Ka, I saw some movement as I walked past it. And I looked, and there was like a 3-inch tall Energizer bunny. You know, the little pink guy with the drum. And he was moving because he was solar powered. You know, sunlight hitting him, drumming the drum. And I just felt like this is the weirdest advertising concept I've seen in a long time. Your business as the Energizer Bunny is to sell ever-ready batteries. So why would your marketing company decide to make it a solar-powered alternate energy source? Seems like you would, stick batteries in it. Even those little, hearing aid style flat ones for your watch. And it really just kind of bugged me. I also wanted to do some stuff about podcasts. And one I just stumbled on the Frog Pants Network, talks about being geek parents. And I thought, my kids are grown up, but it would be interesting to ask them how geeky they ended up being, you know, whether I was an influence on them at a geek level, or whether I had the opposite effect and they just went ultra normal. I know what I think, but I'd like to hear them say it. They might be geek parents 10 years after, something like that. What else have I got going? Really not much in the geek area other than listening to podcasts. I started a creative project that I've got to throw online, and the first thing I need to do is to learn some simple animation. So I looked up animating PowerPoints, and yeah, that's how simple I'm talking, just something very simple. I did some sketching on the train till my pencil tip broke. So I've got to see what passes for pencil sharpeners here, and hopefully something that won't get shavings all over the train. Because I end up looking pretty rough after a nearly 2-hour commute, so I didn't want, graphite and pencil shavings everywhere, and neither do the 3 other people that are sitting at the table with me. Okay, I think that's a pretty good first coverage. I might even just call the wife and ask her how her plushies are doing. We could do an update on them. Of course, I'd have to introduce them. That could be her separate podcast. Just some ideas, if you have some, relating to the book I wrote, the book I'm writing. I might do some audio tracks for that, because I've been enjoying audiobooks on my iPhone, although I tend to fall asleep in them. I've made about 8 attempts to finish Treasure Island, and I get to about chapter 16 or so, and okay. So I know I've recorded more than 3 minutes. It's not meant to only be 3 minutes long, but when I pitch the idea to somebody, I'll say, I just need 3 minutes of your time. Give me an update. Your 3-minute window. Back when I did this in 2007, I used a Jimmy Buffett song to intro and exit, and I will do that with the encouragement that you listen to his music, love it, buy it all up, support your local Playing for Change charity. Cheers. I'll talk to you soon. That's my window.